Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hello one and all, this is Max. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
那么节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书，微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。
Yeah, we have very carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So, go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to you all. Okay, speaking of reading, what were you reading this morning, Nora? You were concentrating so much.
And it's an article about a celebrated Chinese painter.
A painter? That's why you were so interested.
Yeah.
You've always liked paintings, right?
Right. 我其实一直也很喜欢画画，但是呢，大部分时候就是我自己乱画。但我看的这篇文章呢，是关于民国时期的一位身世坎坷的传奇女画家，潘玉良。
潘玉良?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with the name.
Yeah, actually, she remained unknown for quite a long time, even to most Chinese people. But she has earned quite a reputation abroad.
Impressive. At that time period, few Chinese artists were known by foreigners.
是的，在民国时期呢，能够享誉国际声誉的画家可谓是少之又少，而她呢，就是其中之一。所以今天我们这期节目呢，就和大家来聊一聊这位传奇人物。我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, so Nora, why was she so unknown in China?
Well, actually it was partly because of her family background. 她的出身其实不是特别好，父母双亡后呢，14岁就被亲戚卖去了青楼，虽然遇到了后面的丈夫被赎身了，但是这个始终成为他被别人所指点的原因。
Well, orphaned as a child and then sold into a brothel.
Yeah.
No wonder you mentioned that she had gone through many ups and downs.
Yeah. Yeah, orphan, 意思就是孤儿。Brothel, 指的就是青楼了。那在过去那个封建的时代啊，这两点让别人都看不起她，也不太相信她能够画出好的作品。
So, have you seen her paintings? Do you like them?
Yeah, I can feel in her paintings, they're full of her own spirit. 虽然我并不是专门的评论家，但是她的风格我觉得是别树一帜。
Yeah, I just searched about her.
Mm-hmm.
The critics say her works combine both Oriental and Western painting styles.
Exactly. Critics 指的就是评论家。这个地方呢，大家注意不要跟另外一个单词 critique 给弄混了。那 critique 重音是在后面，指的是批评、评论。
Yeah, critic ends with a C. It means the person who judges an art piece, but critique ends with a Q-U-E. It means the judgment.
是的，所以刚刚那个句子呢，意思就是说，评论家说他的风格呢结合了中西方的绘画风格，而 Oriental 这个单词的意思呢就是东方的。
And here there's another word we should pay attention to, which is painting.
Yeah, 那这个单词就是绘画嘛，大家肯定觉得这个单词非常的熟悉。但其实很多人经常把 painting 和 drawing 给弄混了，因为在中文中他们都是画画。
However, painting is different from drawing. Painting needs paint and a brush.
Yeah.
It is described in terms of color and design.
对，那么 painting 指的就是需要颜料和画笔的画画，比如说 oil painting 油画， watercolor painting 水彩画。
Right.But for drawing, the most important tools of a drawing are pencils or crayons. It's based on lines and shades.
没错，那么 drawing 用到的工具呢，就是铅笔啊、蜡笔，注重的呢主要是线条和阴影。哎，那是不是我们最常见的这种素描就是 drawing 的一种呢？
Yeah, a sketch is a drawing that is done quickly without a lot of detail.
那 sketch 这个单词呢，既可以做名词，也可以做动词，指的就是素描了。
Yeah, an artist usually will make sketches before they start painting.
是的，就是在正式画画之前呢，可能会画一个草图，那么也可以用这个单词 sketch.
Mm-hmm. But taking it back to the painter, it is said that she has contributed much to modern art with her description of the world, with hints of Chinese calligraphy and painting.
是的 ，calligraphy 指的就是中国的书法，它其实主要是以水墨画作为背景，但是人物呢用的又是西方油画的技术。
So what's her genre of painting? Portraits?
Yeah, 那么潘玉良老师的画呀主要都是肖像画，然后他最著名的呢就是他的自画像了。
I see.、Mm-hmm. So she is renowned for her self-portraits.
Yeah, portrait 指的就是肖像画， self-portrait 指的就是自像画了。而且除此之外啊，他画的人体素描也很出名。
But wasn't painting nude portraits still a taboo in China back then?
Yeah, you're right.A taboo 指的就是一个禁忌啊。虽然在西洋画中始终绕不开的一个话题就是人体模特，但是这个行为在当时被认为是伤风败俗的，然后他就找不到模特，也只能够自己做模特了。
Ah, those paintings were viewed as vulgar and cheap in the conservative Chinese society.
Yeah.
That's tough. I can imagine how she was criticized for painting and exhibiting her nudes.
是的，那 vulgar...指的就是 not having or showing good taste, 意思就是低俗的。那么 cheap, 除了指价钱的便宜也有低劣的意思。所以加起来 vulgar and cheap, 就可以理解为伤风败俗的。也是因为这个原因呢，他之后就去国外留学了，然后在国外还拿了很多的奖学金和各类奖项。
I see. I found that she later returned to China and was appointed Dean of Western Art at the Shanghai Art Academy. So I assume she received people's honor after that.
Well, not really. 那 appoint 指的就是认定指定啊。Dean 是院长。当时呢他在海外漂了六年之后受到邀请回到中国的母校任教，担任的是西画系主任。但是呢他当时为歌颂无私救国的战士画的一幅画却被人故意划破，并称作 A prostitute's tribute to her patron， 就是妓女的颂歌，非常的没有礼貌。
That's a shame.、Mm-hmm. They were still criticizing her work because of her family background. Although her works were frequently exhibited in France, as well as in America, England and other countries, and she received many notable awards.
Yeah, 就是即便她拿了那么多的奖项啊，在海外是极负盛名，还是在国内被人指指点点。所以之后呢他又决定回去法国，而且再也没有回过中国，但是他死后却把他的几千幅画全部都捐回了中国。
Well, she is a master with no doubt. It is the pity of an era to judge a person's personality by her birth.
是的，那以出身来断定一个人的人格可以说是一个时代的悲哀吧，但是不可置否的是他绝对是那个时代的传奇画家，也值得我们的尊重。
Exactly.
好了，那么今天关于画家潘玉良就聊到这里啦。最后呢再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。
Yeah, at the same time we will have a study group to supervise your study. Our founder, Alan, will also be in the group to give you your guidance for 7 days. This mini camp is especially suitable for students who really want to improve their English.
对，但是我们限量是200个名额，想报名免费体验的同学可以赶紧去微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入啦。 That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Max. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。